You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many. This beautiful quote from our gospel passage today is a powerful witness to us of who our God is, specifically who Jesus is as our Savior, the suffering servant who, out of love for us, gives his life for our salvation. In a very particular way, is always giving his life, every moment of our life, serving us, desiring us to receive him into our heart so that we might be fully his. And in being fully his, being fully alive as beloved sons and daughters of God, being once again united to God, our Heavenly Father, who's created us, who upholds us in being. If you remember from last week, if you were at this Mass, or maybe one of my Masses, myself and Father Will spoke about hospitality. And we're speaking about that again this weekend because, of course, it's the fall festival where we're celebrating who we are as a church, who we're called to be as a family of brothers and sisters united underneath the Savior, who's the suffering servant, who serves all of us, and in serving us, inspires us and calls us to serve each other, that we might all be redeemed in him, that our souls might be ransomed from this world of suffering, sin, and death. We might become a witness of the life that we're all destined to enjoy one day in heaven as a true community of faith with God our Father, restored in glory. So these themes today of Jesus as the suffering servant, he who serves us, is really very closely linked to hospitality. Because service is all about hospitality. And hospitality really is about being received. You know, are we willing to receive others in our life amidst their brokenness, amidst ways in which in receiving them we have to deny ourselves? We have to die to ourselves to serve them as Christ did for us as he gave his life on the cross. I think one of the things that really is at the root of the difficulty in our life of really offering our heart to others with hospitality and love, as Jesus did to us, is oftentimes, I think, just barriers in our heart that come from ways in which in our life we haven't experienced true hospitality or experienced the loving heart of Jesus offered to us. It's interesting, we can't really offer hospitality to those around us if we first haven't received the hospitality of Christ, who is in every moment of our life waiting to receive us and serve us. If you have ever seen that famous kind of holy card of Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. It comes from the scripture passage, I wait and knock for you. Just open the door and I will come in and be with you. It's this beautiful holy card of Jesus knocking on a door of a house and kind of like waiting for the door to open. The house and the door, of course, being an image for our soul and our life where Jesus is inviting us to receive him. You know, be hospitable to me. Let me serve you. Let me come in and bind up the wounds of your life to restore you as my beloved son and daughter. Let me come in and speak my mercy to those places of sin in your life where you feel unworthy, where you feel shameful. Let me come in and speak hope to your heart that you're not alone, that I'm with you. Let me turn on the lights in your house. You know, take that lamp out from underneath the bushel basket and shine the truth of who you are amidst the community of faith that is the church. Let me come in and invite all your brothers and sisters who want to love you as I love you. If we're not able to receive Jesus into our life, his hospitality, how can we offer that to others? Of course, here at our parish, here during the fall festival, but then in our own families, you know, our marriages, priesthood. How can we truly give our hearts to others and then have a place to receive others if we're not willing to let Jesus receive us? That's where hospitality has to start. First, inviting Jesus into our heart, letting him serve us. It's beautiful to know that in our own life, there's many places where we have barriers against that. And I think a lot of time it comes from maybe our own childhood. A lot of times that's where we learn how to be hospitable, you know? We learn how to be received in love and to give ourselves in love. And we all come from families of brokenness, you know? We've all, in the midst of our families growing up, had moments where we didn't experience that perfect love that Jesus offers. Moments where maybe our parents didn't receive us in love, maybe bad memories, you know, with siblings, you know, places where we weren't received in love in the midst of our brokenness, you know. Maybe growing up you felt like you had to be a certain type of child to receive the love of your parents, you know. Maybe you struggled in a broken household. There was separation and pain there, not receiving that peace that comes from an environment of love, the open arms of a family that speaks security and love, that you're loved no matter what, and there's a safe place for you. The truth of the matter is that we all have experienced that someplace in our life, that lack of hospitality from those closest to us that have wounded our hearts, and then in different ways created barriers that keep us from really offering our heart truly to others. So there's ways in our life where we protect ourselves, you know, whether that's through judgment of others, whether that's, you know, prejudice, whether that's not truly opening up our true selves and vulnerability and weakness, you know, presenting to the world and those closest to us this, you know, whitewashed image of who we are. Yeah, I'm fine. So ways in which we don't truly give ourselves, and then ways in which we protect ourselves, keeping people in our life at a nice, safe distance. We see that even in Jesus' life as he encounters all the people around them, you know? If you remember, like, Matthew, the tax collector, and Peter, you know, they were like arch enemies, you know? Peter's frustrated. Why are you going to eat at the sinner Matthew? You know, he's been in our town forever, and yet Jesus brings Peter together to reconcile with Matthew. He is your brother. Receive him. You know, how he restores families through his healings and his words of truth, how he unites the Gentile and the Jew. He's wanting to do that in all of our lives and in all these places in our heart where we have those barriers because of the woundedness that we've experienced in our life. Things that have been done against us, and then sometimes things that we've done against others. Where hospitality has been wounded. We're not truly being received in love and then giving ourselves in love. So Jesus speaks today that he's with us amidst that. We know that because of the second reading today. It's one of the most powerful readings that speaks the truth of Jesus as the suffering servant, someone who suffers with us. The word compassion, someone who is with us in compassion, who stands with us in the midst of suffering. We hear that today in the second reading. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. So, dear brothers and sisters, the truth of Jesus as the suffering servant who has come to be one with us, to bear all of those wounds that we've experienced in our life, those places of lack of love, of the lack of being received in love, that lack of hospitality that we experience in our world, in our family, and in our personal lives. Jesus today is saying, I can sympathize with you because I've suffered all that on your behalf. And I've come to suffer with you and to serve you there, to speak truth into your heart, to speak hope, to bind up those wounds and speak the truth of who you are as my children, who you are as husband and wife, who you are as father, mother, son, daughter, and to speak who you are as a community of faith, one body in Christ. Jesus who suffers with us for our redemption. So knowing that Jesus is waiting to restore us, first we have to receive that love, and then receiving that love, we have to ask for the grace to be one with him in that same spirit of suffering alongside those around us, those who are wounded like us and need that encounter of love that Jesus offers to us every moment of our life, that compassion, seeing you with the eyes of love, even amidst your brokenness. So that's what we hear today, Jesus challenging us to die to ourselves. If we want to be first, to be last. You know, if we really want to be united to those around us, be willing to die to ourselves as he did on the cross to create room for others to encounter Christ in our life. You know, we're speaking about hospitality these couple weeks. It's interesting today, James and John, you know, what do they ask Jesus about? They ask him about where they're going to sit at the right hand of God. I remember from my childhood, you know, hospitality at my church, I remember, you know, the pew is a big place of hospitality. You know, everyone's got their pew. You know, I remember growing up, we always sat in the front, on the right side, in the very center. And we did it for many, many years. I think 4 or 5 years from when I was 7 to age 12. And I remember one Sunday we came, I think I was 12 years old, we came in, walking down the aisle, and we saw that another family was in our pew. And as a 12-year-old, I remember being flabbergasted, like, don't they know it's our pew? Like, haven't they seen us sit there the last 5 years? What's their problem? I remember asking my dad, well, can we go up and ask them to move? Like, you know? It's interesting, a lot of time with hospitality, we have those things in our life that we, just like James and John, we feel like are rightfully ours, you know? Or just are part of the routine of our life that keep us comfortable, you know? Knowing kind of that we're received in love. But a lot of time, hospitality means, like Jesus, the suffering servant, dying to ourselves, giving up the pew, giving up the parking space, you know, taking time to chat to the newcomer in church, to allow Christ to encounter that person so that their life might be ransomed, redeemed, restored, and our life as well, as we offer our life to that person as well, letting Jesus love through us. So we ask for that grace today as a community of faith, especially during our fall festival, to first receive the hospitality of Christ, the suffering servant who gives of his life for our salvation, and then receiving that love to be able to offer it to those around us, those in our community, those who are coming to enjoy a beautiful day today during our fall festival, and all those broken hearts that Jesus desires to redeem in our life and in the world. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.